when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever all you precious, precious Blood River Radio family are today. Today, we are broadcasting the show. We're recording it, and I will tell you all the who's, what, and when, and where later. But today is, what day is it, you ask? Today is September the 14th in the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ Almighty, God 23 or 2022. We always say, we tell you over and over, and it's always true, that there's no name under the sun which man can be saved except Jesus Christ Almighty. Once again, we'll tell you again, we can't praise the Lord too much. We can't praise Jesus Christ too much or enough. While we were yet sinners, while my great-great-great-great-great-great-grandpappy going back 1,000 generations, while he was yet sinning, Jesus Christ Almighty died on the cross. He paid the sin debt for all of us people while we were yet sinning. He sacrificed it all. So if all you have to do, it's a free gift. All you have to do is what John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, and whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. That's all there is to it. So people, if you will, you know the drill here. My name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller. This is Blood Believer Radio you're listening to, and I'll tell you in a minute why we're kind of hurried. But if you will, you know the drill. Please bow your head, and we're going to say the prayer. Almighty Father God, thank you so much for this day of life. Thank you for getting me back here to this microphone safe and sound after all the hectic stuff we've been through just this morning. Thank you so much, oh Lord. Thank you for looking over and protecting Blood River Radio, Liberty News Radio, all of our beloved cast and crew and family members, Sam and Cameron and Nancy and Monica and all of us and all of our families and our friends. Thank you so much, oh Lord. And Lord, thank you. Thank you so much, Lord, for giving us the will to fight the battle for you. It doesn't matter. We said it before. I want to win. I want to win bad. I want to defeat Satan Almighty, Lord, so much. I want to defeat him. But even if it takes our bones to the ground and some other generation to beat him, so be it. If we die, it doesn't matter as long as we're doing your will. So, Lord, if you will, let us give you everything we do in life. We can't do it without you. But, Lord, if things we do accomplish, let us we'll give you all the grace. I ask all this in your name, Jesus Christ, your son, Lord, who paid the 10-pin price. Thank you so much, oh Lord. Amen. People, I got stranded downtown. I set an all-time speed record. You've heard of planes, trains, automobiles. I pretty much did it all to get down here to this microphone. I can't believe I got here just in the nick of time. But anyway, we're settled down now. I'll tell you, this is a recorded show. I'll tell you later. But we're going to give you a good show as soon as I settle down. I've been to set speed records, buddy. Next week we'll be having to play to make the announcements now. Next week we'll have to play a recorded show because there's things have happened with Liberty News Radio's our staff. There's a wedding in the family, sir, where they're having to take off. You know, we're a small operation. We do the best we can. So this will be a recorded show today. Next week we'll be taking off. And listen, I've got some donors, but as I say, I got out. I'm going from memory. We'll tell the donors in just a minute. But I know if I miss the donors this week, we'll get you next week because I'm kind of late. I was late getting in the studio today. But I want to thank you, donors, so, so very much. But anyway, people, tonight. We got Miss Monica Schaefer coming in and helping us, and Miss Nancy Hitt's going to be here. This will be my first segment, and after this segment, if everything goes right, well, I'll be bailing out. But it looks like I'll be stuck with you for the whole show because Miss Monica's having trouble getting in here. And people, if you will, please bear with me because you know what? I'm going to take just a second. I'm going to go in my book. And I'm going to look up. I was going to skip to next week, but listen, I can't do that. I've got to go to our precious donor who donated. So if you will hang on, I'm going over there. I've got it recorded here. Once again, I'd like to apologize for being late. It just could not be helped. Anyway, people, here it is. Here it is. And if I give your name twice, don't worry because it doesn't matter. But I'm going to give the donors. O Biscuit from down there in Florida, Gatortown. He comes in, he donates. I mean, without Mr. Biscuit, there would be no Blood River Radio. There would be no Liberty News Radio. That's just that simple. He's our biggest donor right now. But you know what? We don't rate people by how big they are. We love them. We have people that, who I would call the widow's mite. And if you're anywhere near scripturally literate, which I'm barely that way, but you'll know the widow's mite. You know what I'm talking about. We have people going from the widow's mite to people who donate a good bit, and we're making airtime pretty good right now. But we would like to do more things. We would like to go to a third hour, and we would like to go on the road because we want to take this fight to the damn enemy. Anyway, going back, we have precious big sister Nancy Hitt. I know we covered her last week, but you can't cover our donors too much. And we have Steve in Baltimore, these precious donors. Our sister Janice, little sister Janice, from up near Nashville. She's married to Rich, Rich Hamlin. Everybody knows Rich. And listen, here's the new donors who donated again this week. Ken in Lynbrook. Oh, we always call him Big Ben. I mean, two or three times a month. May not be a whole lot, but it adds up to a lot. Ken in Lynbrook, New York, donated. And listen, we have this fellow here, Mr. Paul, and I'll just call him Paul. He may not want to give me his full name. He's from West Virginia. The second time he donated, and he sent in a great letter. And I wish I hadn't got here so late. I would find that letter. I got it filed away because he wrote it. This was so unique. He wrote it in two languages. He wrote it once to me and the Blood River Radio staff, and he wrote it in German. I picked up some of the words in German. If I had time, I looked it up. But thank you so much, Paul. Thank you so much, donors. He was really complimentary of little sister Nancy and brother Alfred. Very complimentary of them. But anyway, people, that's it for the donors. Now I've got a couple of announcements to make. We always talk about solutions on this show, and we're getting ready to do some hard. I'm talking to some hard ass solutions. We're going to bring in a man. He's fought the beast all his life. I won't tell you his name right now, but he's a United States Army Special Forces, 62 years old. He's fought all over the world. He's done things that they write movies about, like James Bond. He's been in federal penitentiary some because he was fighting on the right side because they couldn't stop him. They put him in the penitentiary, but he's out now. And here's why I'm mentioning him. We're going to do a series, not next week, because like I told you, if you remember, we're going to play a rerun next week. But we're going to start. This is what we got in plan for you in store. We're going to start a series on how to survive. How to combat the beast when everything goes to hell. He's going to tell you how to procure the four B's. Beans, Band-Aids, Boots, and Bullets. We're going to instruct you on how to use these supplies. We're going to give you instructions on how the best firearm you can get. Yeah, I wasn't Special Forces. I wasn't infantry. I was a combat medic. But I know which end of the barrel the round comes out. We're going to teach you what's the best weapons to procure, to fight, to defend yourself, your home and hearth. Not if, but when the whole damn system breaks down. That's what we're going to do. That's one of many things we've got planned for you. And it's probably going to take about, I would imagine, at least two segments. We're going to tell you how to organize in cells, 4, 5, 6, 7 cells like they did in Rhodesia and South Africa. And the people I'm talking about, we have people on staff we're bringing in. They have fought in these places I'm telling you. And they know, by God, all about it. They've been in Afghanistan. They've done it all. They've done stuff that you go to the movie and watch about. And see, you know, like this James Bond, people like that. But that's what we've got in store for you. Plus, we have other wonderful stuff in store for you. So, people, if you will, we're getting ready to go to a break, and I'm going to contact Miss Monica. I think she's all hooked up now. Okay, Cameron said, and I may be with you another minute or two. I don't know. You know, we always say this is live radio. We in Blood River Radio, more than anybody I know, flies by the seat of our pants. We have to change plans within a minute's notice. And that's what's happened today. So we're getting ready to go to a break. When we come back, you'll know everything about what's going on today. But I guarantee double damn to you, we got a great program planned for you. And people, please, God, support Blood River Radio, because we've got some hellacious things planned. Anyway, people, hold on to your seats. We'll be right back after this break.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week, because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death, like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
This is Attorney Jason Robb, General Counsel of the Knights Party, based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. With that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more while listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
God bless you, wonderful, wonderful Blood River Radio people out there. I have to laugh. I really do. If everybody's life is like mine, you better damn well have a very strong heart, because I'll tell you one of these days what I had to go through to get here on time. If anything can go wrong, it will. That's Murphy's Law. Murphy's second law of thinking says if anything can go wrong, it will, and it will always be at the worst possible time. But anyway, the best time there is to be alive in this world is when you're sitting behind the phone at Blood River Radio. That's the next best. The best time to be alive is when you're out in the streets and you're getting in the face of the thugs that think they're tough, and you're doing stuff to further our people's fight against the beast. But anyway, people, I'm going to shut up. We have Miss Monica Schaefer, my little sister, Miss Monica Schaefer, and my big sister, Miss Nancy Hitt, on board. And they've been preparing a lot of good stuff, and they're going to lead off. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to be kind of like their co-host. You know the drill. Usually I get the best people I can get. Unfortunately, they're stuck with the worst today, me. But they've got all this wonderful stuff planned for you. And make no mistake. Everything we do, everything Miss Monica does, everything Sister Nancy does, it will always be directly related to the platform, our flagship purpose here at Blood River Radio. Always has been from day one, it always will be, to fight against global white genocide. And before I go to them, I'll tell you, people, raise your hand in the audience. I'm looking at to see who knows. Who is it? Who is the number one representative of Satan on earth that's pursuing this global white genocide, this program of global white genocide? It's been going on, really, since the Garden of Eden, and it really picked up speed, like we said, and since those wonderful people said, give us Barabbas, and go ahead and torture Jesus. It's the same people. It's the eternal Jew. And I'll tell you one more thing. They are in bed with the Red Chinese. Red China is not our friend. They're out to conquer the whole world and have these crazy, insane Jews think, I can't believe they think they're going to play these Red Chinese. These Chinese are going to eat them. They're going to eat these other fake globalists like Bill Gates, you know, and George Soros. They're going to eat them alive after they get through killing us. And people, I went too long on that, so I'm going to shut up, and I'm going to invite, since Sister Nancy, the eldest, will introduce her first, and then like y'all don't know already, how you doing tonight, Big Sister Nancy?
Just fine.
Is that it? Just fine? Not wonderful?
I'm going to give you the title. I think that Monica wanted us to first cover, which is the degeneration of our culture.
Let me introduce Ms. Monica
first. Monica is a musician, and she's had some recent experiences. She can talk about that, how music has been degenerated. And at some point, I want to give a definition of what I have found, the definition of music and also a definition of art. So we can compare it with today's culture in America.
Well, that sounds wonderful. Now, Miss Little Sister, how are you doing tonight, Little Sister Monica?
I'm doing fine. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear.
Good. You see, all the technical difficulties and all the modern equipment, and then I ended up phoning on, get this, an old rotary dial telephone. I'm literally on one of those black old phones. It's like an antique.
You know, I'm glad to hear you say that. I'll tell you why. I'm glad to hear that.
Go ahead. Tell us.
You know, that right there, what's happened to me today and what's happened to you shows, it's, I'm not saying it can't happen, but I just can't see the possibility of us never being able to broadcast. I mean, we have broadcast under the most severe circumstances. I remember a couple of years ago, by you getting that old, outdated telephone and making it where you did what it had to do, you did what you had to do to make it work. A couple of years ago, we were over in, some of our people like to call it the Zinc Fest. We were over there with the Klan, who I used to thought they were so tough, but they're like tame compared to Blood River Radio men. But anyway, I love them to death. They're a little too passive, but I'm trying to toughen them up. But we were in the middle of the Ozarks. I'm sure a lot of our listeners remember this. Right slap dab in the middle of the most rugged part of the Ozark Mountains. And I've been all over those Ozark Mountains. My people on my mother's side, God, I love them so much. They were originally from the Ozark Mountains of Oklahoma and Arkansas. Tough people. But it's extremely rugged over there. And it was like radio broadcast hell. And the people over there, they wouldn't let us hook up to their, they had a tower, believe it or not, what I call the bunker, where they had a bunch of computers. But they wouldn't let us hook up to it at a particular time. And I said, if I can't come back, if I can't hook up to that, to the bunker, to the computers anymore, I'm not coming back to broadcast. Well, anyway, and I'm sure Cameron remembers. I think Cameron was there that day to carry the show. But anyway, to get this, to shorten this rabbit trail a little bit, we made it happen. We would come and go and come and go and come and go. And I was really getting hot. I was getting madder about it. And I said a lot of stuff I shouldn't have said when they wouldn't let me go on that computer. I'm surprised they invited me back. Because, I mean, I was letting a rip, boy, like a drunken sailor. But anyway, I think I had a good reason. But the whole point, that whole rambling story I just went off on, is to say we do what it takes to get this broadcast going. Now I'm going to shut the hell up and go back to Sister Nancy, because I think she's the one that's going to – aren't you going to kick us off, Sister Nancy?
This is Monica, and I'm just going to continue where I was at because, you know, just as an aside before I get talking about the degeneration of our art, music, culture in general and who's doing this to us, because I'm on this landline – and even if you're on a push-button phone landline, there's something about that technology. I mean, those eternal well poisoners, they've been pushing everybody to get on the cell phone, too. I mean, cell phones are very, very handy and very, very nice little tools, but the landline works even in a power outage. Just want to put that out there. Landlines were designed in a way that it's a fantastic system, really, when you think about it. The power can go out and you can still talk on the phone. So something to consider, folks, when you're thinking about getting rid of your landline. I would say hang on to that landline with an old-fashioned phone that does not rely on the power plug-in. But anyway, we wanted to talk about the degeneration of our art and culture. And this is all very, very important with regards to the war we are in, the war which is not of our choosing, but the war that we find ourselves in from those eternal well poisoners, those that we're not allowed to criticize, lest we be called anti-Semitic. Yeah, I just spent a week in Banff to attend as an audience member. Every 3 years they have this Banff International String Quartet competition. It's a wonderful, wonderful event. 1 week of listening to beautiful music by these young string quartet players. They already have to compete just to get there, get on the stage, and then there's 10 of them from around the world, and they play beautiful music from those old European composers, the one that the likes of Noel Ignatieff calls, you know, the old dead white men that we wish to kill, as well as the live ones and the women too, in his infamous quote when he talks about, you know, getting rid of the white race, and that how could anybody object to such a thing. So yeah, these European composers, this classical music that is just so beautiful, and why it has remained in our, like, why we still have it is because it is so beautiful. But there really has been a trend to make music ugly, and also our art, to, you know, visual art as well. And this is not just an organic thing that happened in the 20th century. It is a deliberate thing. And I could read you actually a little quote by somebody that makes this observation. This is a fellow named Brenton Sanderson. He writes about the Jewish promotion of abstract expressionism. And this is from an article from 2011 in the Occidental Observer. And he concludes with this observation, quote, Israel Shamir aptly summarizes the process of degeneration that occurred when he notes that in the beginning, these were works of some dubious value, like the abstract paintings of Jackson Pollock. Eventually, we came to rotten swine, corrugated iron, and Armani suits. I think that I'll probably have to continue this quote after the break, because I do hear the music.
Well, I'm glad you heard that, little sister, because that'll save me from having to do that. That'll save me one more thing. I'm putting all the work on you two precious, precious sisters. People, y'all heard Miss Monica. We're going to a break right now. We'll continue on in just a second, and I'll make a comment or two myself.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A party at the White House Tuesday was celebrating the Inflation Reduction Act. President Biden.
He chairs who worked for almost 2 years to make this law real. And all the House and Senate Democrats who stood together and never, ever, ever gave up. This couldn't have happened without every single one of you. And that's in the literal sense in the Senate. Every single one was required.
Tuesday's Consumer Price Index report that inflation is at 8.3% year to year. That resulted in more than $1.5 trillion being lost from the Standard & Poor's 500 on Tuesday, nearly erasing a four-day rally. Concerns now turn to the Federal Reserve and the need to push interest rates much higher to combat inflation and government overspending. Senate Democrats are hoping to persuade their GOP colleagues to approve new funding to fight monkeypox, tossing around numbers between $1 and $4 billion. Senior health officials, including Anthony Fauci and CDC Director Rochelle Walensky, are set to testify about monkeypox today before the Senate Health Committee. Former President Trump press staffer, 25-year-old Carolyn Leavitt, has won the Republican primary in New Hampshire's 1st Congressional District.
Well, look, the voters of the 1st District made their choice clear. We won by a pretty big margin tonight. Voters made their choice. They wanted a homegrown America First conservative going up against Chris Pappas this fall. And I expect all Republicans across this state, across this country, to join behind the people of the New Hampshire's 1st District and help them get rid of our far-left Democrat opponent, Chris Pappas.
Thursday night football tomorrow night is the Los Angeles Chargers at the Kansas City Chiefs on Prime Video. USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Being this is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Well, dear Blood River Radio family, I hope y'all enjoy this education as much as I'm enjoying it. We're bringing you some culture and a historical review on culture. We're going to shine the light back on how our white race produced the greatest music, the greatest art in the world. Going back to I think Wagner was probably one of my favorites, and I know Miss Monica could tell us more about that. But he did a lot of the German martial marching music, and if I'm not mistaken, Miss Monica can tell us about that. Probably starting from the early 30s. Gotta love Wagner, and I believe he became on the hit list of the International Jew because of that. But that may be a rabbit trail. But I go right back to Sister Monica right now. Every time our good people say something, it always reminds me of something, and I have to always comment on that. But I got to shut the hell up and go back to Little Sister Monica. Go ahead, Little Sister Monica.
Yeah, that's why we didn't want you to bow out of this program today, Eddie, because you've got some good comments about everything. It doesn't matter if you've prepared the show or not. So here we go. But about Wagner and why he was on the in the bad books with that certain group, I think it might have also been because Adolf Hitler loved Wagner, and so anything that Adolf Hitler loved had to be hated, right? I think there probably is more to the story, but that's part of it, I think.
Can I ask a question, Sister Monica?
Yeah, go ahead.
Listen, I'm a great Adolf Hitler. He was one of my very few heroes. I think he's one of the greatest men that ever lived. I think Adolf Hitler ranks up there with General Robert E. Lee and General Nathan Bedford Forrest. So will that put me on the hit list of the international Jew?
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah.
Well, he was a great man.
While we're on that subject, I'll just say that, you know, we were all so indoctrinated about Adolf Hitler, so deeply programmed that even after I started to figure things out that, you know, they lied to us about World War II history and, gee, Adolf Hitler wasn't the most evil man that walked the face of this earth. In fact, he was a good man, and I started to come around to understand that. Even then, it took me a while to rid myself of this residual contamination in the brain that would make me flinch when I saw something about Adolf Hitler that was portraying him in a positive light. Even though I knew on a, you know, informational level or an academic level or factual level that he was good and not this bad man, but it's so deep, that programming that they have put into us from when we were born, basically. And so really it takes a while for people to get over that. I think I'm probably not alone in that, but anyway, I wonder, sorry, go ahead.
You're not, yeah. And I would like, I hope I don't, please don't lose your thoughts. I'd like to make one more comment on that. You were a member, you're a very rare individual, because very few people could come out of that. And there's a term, it's come about, I knew it years ago. In fact, I told my grandson about what I'm getting ready to tell you. The hoity-toity psychiatrists come out, they get the term, it's called mass formation psychosis. And the way they do it, the way they've done poisoned our people's mind against Adolf Hitler, the precious German people, the way they poisoned their mind about the Lincoln's war against the South, the 1914 war, you know, I like to call it World War A and World War B, like Tom Goodrich does, World War I, World War II. You know, it was designed to exterminate white people. But see, the people, the powers that be, they have the best psychiatrist and the best psychologist that money can buy. They've been working for over 100 years to use psychology to indoctrinate people. You may have heard of the program, the MK Ultra program, the Purple program. I know a fella, Johnny Gosch, who was kidnapped and put into the MK Ultra program. We used to have Inspector Jim Rothstein out. But listen, Miss Monica, going back to what you're saying, they indoctrinate you so much, it's almost impossible to get out of it. And the same system that they've used to poison our mind against our precious German people and our dear fear Adolf Hitler, that same system has been used to, in modern times. I'll give y'all a hint. I'll ask a question. It started about late 2019, early 2020. And if y'all may know what I'm talking about, it was the so-called COVID scare. They use the exact same psychological techniques to get people scared to death. They actually got the whole damn world to build their own prison, to lock themselves inside, to not even go to birthday parties, weddings. They wouldn't even go to funerals. They wouldn't even go, grandparents wouldn't go visit their grandchildren. Children wouldn't go visit to the nursing home to visit their parents. And you know what? Because this mass formational psychosis, I hope I'm not going too long, but me and my wife were talking about it just last night. She knows people, they've had the shots, every shot you can possibly think of, and some of them are dying sick. One of them admitted, she said the last booster she had, she was sick for almost 3 weeks, and she still will not admit it comes from the damn shots. You can't get it out of their mind. But that's exactly what's wrong. Miss Monica, thank God that you came out of that because you're very rare. And I know I went around the world, you know, to comment on what you were talking about, how they poisoned our mind against Adolf Hitler. And
You're absolutely right. Yeah, you're absolutely right, Eddie. And I thank God, too, that I came out of that, because I would much rather know the truth than to not know the truth, even though sometimes life can get a little uncomfortable. However, life is going to get very uncomfortable for everybody, and it you could say it already has and is through this last couple of years, this what you just mentioned, the scam of the COVID thing. And so now, you know, this is the boot across the neck, and, you know, people want to still duck and cover, and, well, it's kind of at the do or die stage right now. But I wonder if I should go back to reading, continuing on with this quote about the culture, because this is all related, in case people are thinking that it's, you know, what are we doing talking about culture, that's frivolous. Or no, it's extremely important, and the rest of this quote will indicate why. So I started before the break, this man was talking about how these works of some dubious value, you know, like we see this in public squares, things that they call public art, which are nothing more than, you know, maybe some scrap metal or rotten swine, this kind of thing. Okay, so art was destroyed. Then Brenton Sanderson continues here. The result of this degradation has been to erode European cultural confidence and make Western societies, in the eyes of their increasingly atomized white populations, essentially unlovable and not worth defending. The new quote-unquote art has worked effectively to impair the racial and cultural immune systems of whites and represents an important front in the general post-World War II drive to transform relatively homogeneous white nations into the type of multiracial, multicultural, and therefore presumably Holocaust-proof societies in which Jews can pursue their self-interest in relative safety, free from the threat of any hostile reaction from a large and cohesive bloc from among their white host population. End of quote. I think that sums it up really, really well. As they have very purposefully degenerated our art, and I can tell you something else about that. This is not just us guessing this. In fact, in 1963, and this is in the Congressional Record, the communist goals, and the Communist Party is predominantly made up of Jews, and, you know, some high up rabbis have said communism equals Judaism and Judaism equals communism.
Yes.
And so if you look at the record in the American Congressional Record, and I've got the appendix number and everything, in January 10th, 1963, then you learn that the degradation and the uglification of art has been a deliberate plan all along. Number 23 states, quote, control art critics and directors of art museums. And then they say, our plan is to promote ugliness, repulsive, meaningless art. So there it is in black and white. That was what their goal was, one of the communist goals, right? And this is a Jewish thing. Why they promote this ugliness? Well, that quote that I just read you, that was explaining what it does to us. It makes us not love our culture, and therefore we fall prey. And I'll be quiet now.
We'll go right back to that point as soon as we go to this break here. Come back from this break, sister. Dear Sister Monica, be right back.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, if those people, referring to the dictatorial federal government, if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home. As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.blood.com. www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church. A congregation of God's covenant people, informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ has been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these. This means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
Well, dear Blood River Radio people, I'm over here, I'm rubbing my arms, my head, for my big, mean sister. Just got through. Miss Sister Nancy beat me one of her ugly sticks. She got some sticks, man. I'm telling you. Well, they're like clubs. They're like telephone poles almost. Because I hadn't been behaving. Anyway, we're going to go right back to our older sister, our precious sister, Miss Nancy. Go ahead, Miss Nancy.
Eddie and Monica, I'm going to read a quote. It's kind of several paragraphs. And at the end, we'll divulge who stated these things to his people, or our people, really. The decay of our culture, these mounds of containment of our whole cultural life, the decomposition of our literature, the poisoning of our theaters, of our movies, all of the art is now falling for it. Millions of you do not participate anymore. It does not appeal to them anymore. This art was not born from our people. It is alien to us and will remain alien. It has nothing to do with the Western character and did not come from our soul. It was imposed on us by our subversive press, which has made it palatable. And parallel to this already, the assault against the education of our children's brains, the tearing out of all the memories of our proud past, the insult to all our great men and people, the removal of its memory from the heart and brain and out of our youth, and with it a large defilement of our history. Nothing of what was once great, nothing of what helped create this great nation to make it strong was spared from the corroding and corrosive attacks. Everything is demolished, starting from the symbols of the past, from the cockades and flags to the great men of our history. I find it very applicable to today and our current situation, our situation with statues to our great men, especially to our great Southern men, the defilement of the battle flag of the South, just disgraceful comments made about our great men. Most people would be thinking possibly this was a current statement that had been made today, and it really fits into today's defilement of our history. But it was made by Adolf Hitler.
That's such a powerful statement. That's such a powerful quote. It's actually from a speech he made, is it not? And it just is so powerful. I also think every word of it is applicable now in this day.
Certainly.
As we look around at the what they call art, and I don't know, sometimes they just splash paint on a canvas and then they say this is really fantastic art, and then if we can't appreciate it, they make us feel stupid or make us feel like, well, we don't really understand art then. But I think, Eddie, you made a comment in the break about something else that Adolf Hitler said. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yes, he once said that he said, if I can't understand it, if I have to study it and look at it and I can't understand it, then it's not art. And what he said, it could have been said 10 minutes ago, an hour ago, a year ago. It's so applicable to today. Man, he was so far. Adolf Hitler was so far ahead of his time. And before I get lost, I'm looking to my left, and I have a beautiful portrait. It's a print that Adolf Hitler did. And dear supporter and friend and brother, Mr. Buddy, gave it to me. It's in a great frame. I had a wonderful frame made for it. I wouldn't take anything, but it's a photograph of a church. Probably in Vienna. You know, Adolf Hitler was originally from Braunau, Austria. Matter of fact, I once had, when I was on R&R, the rest of relaxation, I went through Austria and Germany. It seemed like a dream now, but if I'm not mistaken, Adolf Hitler was born in Braunau, Austria. His dad worked for the postal service. He came from a pretty nice home life. But that's kind of an aside. But, you know, before I go back to you, Sister Monica, I remember some time ago, maybe it's been 20 or 30 years ago, that time seems to pass by so fast. They actually had a crucifix with Jesus Christ on it, with Jesus Christ upside down in a jar of urine. It was the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City, something like that. And people were just saying, oh, look at this wonderful art. I mean, I'm going to repeat that. It's a cross with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on it, sunk, buried in a jar of urine. You know,
well, that sounds very Jewish, I'd say.
Yes, it is. What I would like to do, I would like to get a Star of David, which actually there was no Star of David. David never had a star. It was a star of Molech. It's the pentagram from Satanism. I want to get one of those and go down to the nearest this Cooper Yeshiva school and you know, put that in some dog manure, right? So they can see it. That's what I love to do. I'm so sick of them people doing us that way. And people will not stand up.
They might actually think that was really nice.
That's right.
You know, that's right. That's right. You're absolutely right. Because, it was a Jewish rabbi once. I'm going to shut up. He said, I wish I could remember who it was. I've got so many things on my wall, I can't put every quote on their wall. But he said, yes, we want to make things ugly. We want to make the world ugly. And also to finish up this Sister Monica's statement a minute ago, a very big-time famous rabbi, and there's been more than one, they didn't just tell us. They told us. They let us know that Judaism is bushel physicism. It says, so like communism is a disguise for bushelism. Judaism is a disguise for Satanism. So you got communism, bushelism, Judaism, and Satanism. They're all Satanism people. These people, these Jews, these international eternal Jews, that follow that Jewish religion, and Judaism is nothing more than Satanism people. These people are the workers. They are the Satan's workers here on earth. They do his will. And like Miss Monica and Miss Nancy said, what would you expect of Satan other than just filth and degradation in art, in sexual relationships, in food? It never ends. But one more thing. This ties in. Also with humans, with models. I remember when I was in high school, they came out with this lady. Her name was, they called her Twiggy. She was just totally emaciated. She had no muscle tone. She was pale. She looked anemic. She was drastically underweight. No, brittle hair. She was as ugly as hell. She looked like she'd been on chemo. Chemotherapy. She looked like a survivor. She looked like somebody battling cancer. I kid you not. And they held her up. It was all the rage. The girls in high school, they wanted to look like Twiggy. They wanted to look, you know, 30% underweight. And that's all came from Jewish Hollywood. Jews run the modeling industry. I'm going to shut the hell up.
I remember that.
Eddie, that woman, Twiggy, was very British. She was very popular in England. I was probably in England in the 60s when she was really, everybody wanted to be like Twiggy, lose weight and be slender. And of course, I always found the British women to be quite slender and slim. But let me pitch out one thing before Monica follows up on some of the things that Hitler said. I think one of the things that, yes, I was propagandized like 99.9% of Americans. And the only way that I think one can come out of this propagandizing, even though I came from a very distant German origin, that didn't mean that we understood what was going on in the Third Reich at all. One thing that a person has to do is actually self-educate. They have to educate themselves. They have to read real books about real history and not depend upon the court historians to tell their fabrications about what they think happened. One of the problems, too, is I was telling Monica today, whenever we were watching these programs on television in the 50s and 60s about World War II and they showed Hitler being very upset, they would never translate what he was really saying, so the American people who didn't speak German would never understand really what he was saying, very important words that he was repeating. Only people who could really understand that would be German-speaking people, and that was done on purpose. They would not translate his speeches, so that kept everybody in dark, so they could put words in his mouth and say he wanted to control the world, he was going to take over the world, and that he was, you know, like the Mad Hatter. That's my comment. Again, I think education is the answer. Yes, we can ask people, we can explain to people what we think, but they need to dive into educating themselves about the real facts.
That's right. You can lead people by the hand and maybe, you know, offer them look here and look there, but they have to want to open their eyes and actually educate themselves about these things. But and the trouble is most people have, well, I don't know, I think maybe now it's different. People are starting to get rattled awake because it is now really affecting everybody personally. But yeah, we could talk at length about that, and that was a very good comment that people have to self-educate. But anyway, you know, you had some definitions there that would be very applicable to what we've been talking about, the art and music, and why don't you give us a little bit about that and tell us about those definitions, Nancy?
Yeah, okay. I looked these up so that we could understand what music really is and what art really is to our understanding. I mean, is it really hip hop and rap? Does that even fit into these definitions? The thesaurus defines music as harmonious sound, musical, melodic, tuneful, sweet, lyrical, and the opposite would be discordant and unmelodious. Now, the Pocket Oxford Dictionary calls music the art of expressing or stirring emotion by melodious or harmonious combination of sounds. With reference to art, the thesaurus says it is creative work, artistry, skill, and the opposite is junk, lack of skill, and ineptitude. According to the Pocket Oxford Dictionary, art is skill applied to imitation and design, such as in painting. Well, I have a minor in art, and
Big Sister, I think you heard the music.
Okay.
We have to go to this end of the hour. Dear people, if hang on your seat, we're getting ready to transition into the second hour. You're listening to Blood River Radio. We have Sister Nancy and Sister Monica. My name is Eddie Bobadil Miller. We'll be right back after this break, and we'll go into the second hour. So please come back. Please hold on to your seats.